blessings and respect to part three, rise above in love. Mysterious eyes, so piercingly beautiful. To gaze upon them is to gaze within a wondrous sleep. Deep pool of liquid calmness. One becomes lost in the irresistible attempt to fathom its depth. And beyond this abyss must be a knowing which disperses all uncertainty. Sharp, crisp clarity. An oasis which quenches the thirst of a soul in search of truth. A sense of security can be drawn from this bottomless well. An ancient stance of a well-seasoned soul. A self-assured stride born from a selfless repose. With a spontaneity in action, which is simply awe-inspiring. Always in position, so gracefully poised, with a naturalness which always remains natural, and a profoundly real countenance which shadows no other face. In the air lingers a vibration of a distant life, a distant feeling of a distant way not known, yet so familiar, beyond comprehensive, yet always within reach. As one reaches within those mysteriously beautiful eyes, one can perhaps catch a glimpse of the one song which cannot be sung, the only message which cannot be heard, a beginningless book which cannot be written. Pure remains the song which is left unsung, a messenger left unheard, the writer left uncome, simply pure. It is this pureness, this untouched beauty, which I give obeisance to each time my eyes meet my beloved master's eyes.
Oh, we try on wings to fly. Oh, the thread of faith. We sleep, we dream, a beautiful day we long for. Oh, for truth we claim.
One would but seek in earnesty. If one would but hear with clarity. If thoughts and words for truth's sake say, the path to the eternal would one tread. When blessed to see this glimmer of light, take heart, hold fast and listen aright. For this is a rare, rare jewel.
They'll talk about that because their life is their life. So they say, well, look, if you get into that and if you do that, you won't be accepted here or you won't be able to keep a job thinking like this. They put limitations on you all the time. And that's due to their fears. That's due to their ignorance. That's due to their emotions. Due to their senses. Due to their state of consciousness or their intelligence or whatever. Conditioned programming. Conditioned program reactions. The crack. They're watching. All the time watching. Watching for a breakdown. For an opening. For a desire. They're always waiting. From the highest to the lowest. Watching. Waiting for an opening. And when they see an opening, they'll be there to slip right in. They only slip in because there's something to slip into. If the door is shut, then they can't slip in. Start cracking the door. You give them an opening to slip in. The beholder. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And if there's somebody coming subtly and you can't see it, then that's your problem. It's what you have to do to rise above. People can do anything they want to do to you if you can't see them doing it to you. I don't care if they're black, red, yellow, or green. If you're open for certain vibrations and energies or you have a need for that, then they're going to give it to you and put it on you. And you're going to accept it subtly, blatantly, or whatever it is. Whatever is happening, you're letting it happen. The only thing that is happening is that you are letting it happen. So if it's being subtle, it's being subtle to the point of you putting up a blind before your eyes to let it be subtle. Your mind. What are you trying now? I don't understand. Every moment of your life, you're trying something. What are you trying now? What's on your mind? Here and now. You should try to transcend those bad memories. Transcend. What does that mean? Rise above. Live in the here and now. Cause and effect. Well, I understand you're very faithful and you're very devoted and dedicated. However, under the circumstances, you must realize that even if you say, well, I'm not deliberately doing this, or what of you is still being done? And if it's being done, then something has to happen, whether it's a deliberate thing or not. Something has to happen because you're still going to suffer the consequences of it being done. Cause and effect. Action and reaction. So we can go around and say we didn't try to run over the little child. You have manslaughter and everything else. But you still have to pay the price for those actions or those misactions. And you can't continue to live like that. And something is going to happen to put a check on it. Distractions. You're attuned to truth, light, love, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And you project and say and use your words accurately, accordingly, appropriately toward those goals. And when you don't, it's a breakdown in your mental faculty related to your ego. That's where the distractions come from. That's where the sidetracking comes from. Ego stimuli. That's where the forgetting comes from. The lack of memory comes from situations such as that. Because it's not conducive to ego gratification. And we say, oh, I forgot. Oh, I was sidetracked. Oh, I didn't think of it. You didn't because it wasn't conducive to ego gratification. That's how it operates. Ego gratification. It all just takes a little thought to rise above that stagnation. A little effort, a little thought, a little sincerity, a little truth, light, love, wisdom, and understanding. To rise above those crystallizations and stagnations. Conditioned program. Ego reflects. The same values. Especially traveling in these vehicles that we're traveling in. Due to history and past conditioning and programming. And the fears and the doubts and the anxieties of trying to get ahead, trying to be ahead. And wanting to be on top. And due to that long history. And that long programming. And that long conditioning. Back to the ancient past of slavery. People still cling to those things. Even related to black is beautiful and black pride. I'm an African and everything else. All that's trying to overcome a certain amount of suppression. However, they haven't tuned into the honest of it. It's still on a me level. Me an African. Me black. Me proud. But when it comes to working collectively with all, you see that barrier still exists. And that barrier was brought about during that time as well. During that experience as well. Programmed in. Related to the fear of collective effort. And what was programmed into it was this. If I work with my brothers, the boss is gonna get mad. The boss being the higher power, the mundane physical material system. The system is gonna get mad. The system is not gonna recognize me. The system is gonna retaliate. I won't be able to get a position in the system.
Everything is directed toward the fear of rejection, the fear of discrimination. You see, back in those times, if a brother wanted to be a preacher, he would go to the system. And the system would say, "You're a preacher. Now preach to the rest of these people, keep them in line." That's what you preach to. Keep them in line. Keep them in order, you see. And they reaped all the benefits from the preaching. And yes, there's benefit. And I'm a leader of the flock. And I'm going to keep them in line. To be utilized by the system, you see. But still, all of that being brought. And even the preachers being put in a position turned them against each other. And kept them separated, you see. Kept them separated to a point. And now as it goes on and on and on and on, and more enlightenment and more energy is entering in, a lot of experiences have gone and they've learned from experience. People say, we're somewhat in tune to this system. We're going to transcend the system. But they don't know how to. It's still deeply embedded within them, you see. Because when they talk about transcending the system, they're talking about getting in a power position. Rather than transcending the system, they want to be in a power position within the system, you see. They still carry the same values that have been embedded in their being. The same values. so the same values could even be projected as their prejudices as well. Because their prejudices have been embedded within them from the system, through the different means of embedding that within them. And it says, if it's still related to the system, and the value system of the system, and the acceptance, the prestige and the position. And I'm staying there. Of course, I could look down on you. And you, say if you're on a lower level related to the value of the system is concerned, or even related to your ascending, or your transcending, or you're rising above that value system due to an inner spiritual awakening. But that inner spiritual awakening that you have risen to, beyond the value of the system, and you have found a true inner system of things that transcends mundane, physical, material limitation, it would be looked upon and rejected, because I am not on that level. Therefore, I would look upon you and reject you just as well as the system would, because inwardly, I am the system, you see. Because I still carry the same values. So black, brown, whatever, it's generally brought about through that. Say that inner programming, that need for security, inner security. But still that inner security is still motivated and directed from the system of things to be positioned within the system. The values are the same. So say, this is kind of hard to relate to because it's a paradox. Because knowing that everybody's life is their life, and they have to live it, and they have to experience and grow from experience. And they have to grow from degree to degree to degree to degree to degree to degree through their experience and learn. And they're all going forward, and they're all going forward at their pace, according to their degree of awareness. And they get what they are, and they get what they pay for, the effort they put into it. But still on the various levels, you still have those various attachments due to the lack of experience, lack of awakening.
So when you go over in one section and you say, I'm a black revolutionary. What is my purpose? To overthrow the system. But to overthrow the system, to be in power. And I'll set up the same system. Long as I'm in power, I'm going to set up the same system, and I'm going to beat someone else's behind. You know, because mine was beat, and I'm going to get mine. And you know, it just goes on and on and on. Say I'm so and so forth, and that's the devil or whatever, but still my idea, my system, and my values basically the same. But I want to be in charge of this all of this, and that keeps everybody just running around in a circle. I mean, that's why he's on top, because you are on top. And as far as these vehicles, you him, and then that karma was transferred to you, and he got on top.
And now you want to get back on top. And it just goes on and on and on and on, you see. So the thing is related to that, going back to that program, man. And that conditioning and that value system, you see. Even the experience, the preacher experience or whatever, the following. And what of you when someone gets in a position, say, has reached a certain degree of awareness? Or a group of people have, or say you have five people in a room that have reached a certain degree of awareness. But within them, there's still a little tinge of that programming and that conditioning, you see. And you say, look, I think we need to get together. We need to get together, really. We've risen above thinking about getting hand grenades. You know, newfangled destructive kill weapons that revolutionarily take over the system. You know, get even. We're talking about a higher level. We're not the body. We're not the mind. Degrees. When the student is ready, the teacher appears to impart certain information to help them raise to a higher level of awareness or consciousness. So spirit into matter, like I told you before. Spirit into matter, breath of life into a physical form. Body, living, functioning on this physical plane of existence. Your spirit descended into matter due to the spoken word, due to the need of that experience, that spark of divine to expand and express in all forms, was, is, ever shall be. Truth, light, love, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, in all dimensions, in all beings. Started at a point and began to penetrate all existence and all ideas. Involution of spirit into matter, spiritual being essence, and into physical material existence. Spirit into matter, involution, becoming involved with matter, and evolution evolving out of matter, going back into the spirit realm. However, involution to the point of involution being involution of spirit into matter. But along with that involution of the spirit into matter, that spirit into matter be involved in matter is raising the level of matter of the physical. It is almost like a dual thing. Involution into matter is bringing about the evolvement of matter. But involution of spirit into matter has got spirit detained and matter coming to a higher degree of attunement or awareness. Until spirit has done its particular work. Then it begins to evolve out of matter and return back into its spiritual essence. Its true being on a higher plane of awareness. But of course, spirit into matter. Spirit comes into matter and it is all wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. But when it comes into that degree, it is like a higher all wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. The essence. It is a Christ head. And when I say Christ head, I'm talking about enlightenment, spirit. Pure essence, total being, spark of all that is, was, and ever shall be. And that spark of all that is, was, and ever shall be is all that is, was, and ever shall be within it. But when the vibration was lowered to come into matter, it's true, and total essence is beyond matter. And those who are concerned with the symbolisms of the crucifixion, the resurrection, and ascension. He who will gain his life will lose it. And he who loses his life will gain it. And so on. And so forth. But at certain levels, 1, 2, 3, you are given methods to purify. First degree, get the experience that is gone. You center in the second degree, the third degree as you go on.
center in degree that you are centering in. Crucifixion and resurrection are about attachment. Raising degrees and symbolism. Spirit into matter are using Jesus as an example of being born and going through a mission to raise beyond given teachings. And so on and so forth. His experience. Given experience. Receiving experience. And after receiving experience and given teachings. And those who did not accept or could not accept the teachings crucified. And that is a crucifixion to the point of reaching detachment from that which is not acceptable. From a higher spiritual plane of awareness or consciousness. It is detaching from error, detaching from blocks, or detaching from attachments which feel good to you. But the glamour, the attachments and the sensations feel good to you. And that is why you cannot detach from them. And even if you feel as though if I detach from this, what is left in life?
Drinking, where that was your life, and what made you feel better. And of course, when you reach that point where you say, wait a minute, that has got to go, have got to stop this, that becomes a life and death thought or situation. You ask, what will I do without this? Anybody on drugs, or even something like cupcakes, experiences this. The point of giving up those cupcakes, or whatever's a very horrible situation. It is dying to the old. And that dying is like a crucifixion. And it is painful. You have to use all of your strength and energy to rise above that pain. And when you rise, you resurrect, you transcend, and you go above that attachment. And when you go above that attachment, you begin to look back and say, that did not really mean all that much. But it is painful. And some people cannot give it up. You transcend and overcome that particular attachment which is harmful to you. And when you overcome it, you begin to feel better. That is going beyond the withdrawal symptoms as well. Through your conditioning, you are attuned to a lot of lower energies or vibrations. Thought energies or thought vibrations. And you have to rise above that. When you rise above those lower thought vibrations, attachments, and physical effects into a higher degree, you transcend that and begin to see a little clearer. Then you begin to see more blocks and more steps to go beyond. This continues until you walk into the whole realm of truth, light, love, bliss, ascension, and resurrection.
crucifixion is dying to the old. Resurrection. Being born again is being attuned to the new. And through being attuned to the new and applying that new energy or vibration, you begin to ascend into higher degrees or levels of awareness. You are going through all of this for experiential need. And eventually you grow beyond that need. That experiential need was pulled into mundane, physical, material existence. Through experience and learning through that experience, you begin to become aware. You begin to see that mundane, physical, material existence is not absolute as you once thought it was. Because you have higher wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And that is what pulls you to look at certain things and experience certain things.
Intentions. You know, we're talking about raising the level of all creation. Doing our collective share of service for the upliftment of the consciousness of all existence, you. See, raising beyond the plane. Going into the cosmos. The omniverse, you see. But we're here now. And we have something to work on. That's why we're here now. We got to work and serve on this plane. Because this is where our consciousness is centered at this present time for that particular work. Let's get together and do something. But inside that little block, that tings comes in. Get together, get together. What do you mean together? You know, that togetherness thought of feeling has been somewhat stifled. And you say together, and say you do get together. And if you are together, there's always some out of force. What you doing at that place? What y'all doing together? What y'all working together, collective? What you talking about, collective? You do for yourself, man. You need to get your own. That's what it's about, getting your own, and it's constantly bombarding to the point of, say, Nazir Moray, or you, or whoever. I'm not well looked upon out there with people. There are those, of course, people that understand, that really know what we're doing. But the majority is still mass consciousness, mass programming, and they still look at us like those people, those strange people. What are they doing? I don't know what they're doing. They couldn't even attribute whatever we're doing that we have succeeded into anything positive. I mean, related to the simplest positive thing, it relates to what level or plane of consciousness they're traveling on. But they say if we have accomplished something, say we're still here after 7 years. Note, the veil of truth omniversity, center for metaphysical and esoteric learning located in New Orleans from 1988, 1999. And we're still working hard and everything. We're still going on. And I know this happens. I'm not believing. Knowing. Somebody would still say, yeah, I think they're selling dope. That's on one level, you see. On another level, yeah, I think they're doing witchcraft, black magic, whatever. But they won't attribute it to something positive. They won't say those people are doing their work. Work and meditate. Meditate and work. They must be getting something positive out of it, something beautiful going. Their service is being supported by some of the higher powers, energies, collective energy.
which it is, you see. But they can't see that because of their fear, because of their rejection, because of their programming, because of their conditioning. So therefore, it's kind of difficult. Even say having meditations or whatever, classes, meditation or whatever. Someone coming and sitting and talking to Nazi and Maria, studying together. Or getting them to meditate together, being part of the community. Did you ever fill out the questionnaire? Or being a helper or supporter member? Most people put helper or supporter. They might say visitor or student. See, because they want the least involvement as they can have. Least involvement. They don't want to collectively help to go forward, you see. Because it's still embedded within them.
Conditioning, pullback, and false accusations to a fellow traveler.
They're trying to pull you back into. You don't have to do that.
You could just as well drink coffee. Have a cup of coffee. Have a soda pop. You can do that. Jesus died on the cross for you. Jesus took care of that. You can drink a soda pop. Have a cup of coffee. A cigarette. Drinking alcohol. And that's the way it is. And those people that, you know, meaningful people. Meaningful people still caught in the condition program. And the condition program is to keep you just where you are. Keep you just where you are. And keep all of those companies in business. Keep soda pop in business. Keep the cigarette companies in business. Keep the chocolate companies in business. Keep whoever is in business, to keep on putting all those poisons into the bodies of man, the cancer, and all kinds of disease, and things that kill. Oh, I know it's all over the billboards, and I don't want to die, and I don't want cancer. And I don't want this, that, and the other. But I like it. I've been taught that it's good. Tastes good. I've gotta have it. I need it. And if I don't do it, people will think I'm some kind of weirdo. Some kind of strange being. Or think I'm possessed by the devil or something. If I don't think it, if I don't do what everyone else is doing, they'll think I'm satanic. I'm a witch, a Satanist, or the devil is behind it. Because I'm different. And I'm kind of strange to you. Because I'm a doer. So with all that, there's still that work that Nazi or Murray has been trying to maintain, trying to expand and improve and bring forth and be an example. No matter how hard people look and point and talk and say, they're doing good because he's selling dope. Some people even say things like that. They must be selling drugs out the back door. Because they couldn't be doing anything like that doing good.
You have to do bad in this world to get something. So someone thinks you're selling drugs out the back door. Someone thinks you're in the back room chanting spells. You have something tricking people. Or the devil is supporting us. And the devil is giving us money. For selling all of this wicked information to people. And this is voodoo. Voodoo. And he is the great Lucifer. Or whoever. I'm not saying people are saying all that much. But some of them give those hints that he's taking advantage of them. And he's getting all the money.
All blessings and respect due, had received reports concerning such statements as these. These are things that were said by the fearful, the uneducated in the degree that the Reverend was working in, unknown, not spiritually growing, in the earlier years of Nazir Marais' travels, in the mission activities, ministry service in certain areas at certain times, to those Nazir Marais. All blessings and respect due, was trying to impart an amount of information to however. This was due to unknowing, limited awareness, not recognizing the sight, weakness, and might to make the flight above and love expanding, transcending. Of course, these are not things that are being said at this time regarding Nazir Marais.
All blessings and respect to
travel, rejection, information, service, activity, that Nazir Marais. All blessings and respect due is aware of here and now. This was many, many years ago. Anyone that would look at us and could not see what we would not do was very short-sighted, and it took time when it was time for their eyes, for their sight to open to the knowing, to the expansion, to awareness as to our service, our effort, the value of that service, the truth, the light, the love.
All blessings and respect due.
Efforts to assist them to rise above in love, which they did. The above is regarding the earlier years of Nazir Marais.
All blessings and respect to
travels to and in New Orleans 1985 after leaving the monastery location to relocate the monastery in a different geographical location of the world in another natural environment. However, that location not being in New Orleans but traveling through, which lasted from 1985 to 1999, we are on an infinite spiral journey.
Garment patches and the refusal of glamour. Not getting all the money. I have holes in my garment. I have to wear two of them now. One garment I can even see through, you see. And if I sit in my valid position and talk to someone, they can see through my clothes. And then they'll be saying, ah, he's some kind of freak. He's showing his body. He's an exhibitionist or something. I think he's trying to tempt somebody. They can't see that I just wear my garments and I'm not getting all the money. So I have to put two of them on because I don't want to show people my body anyway. Because they're just not ready to see my body. If they were ready for it, I would not have to wear these garments at all, you see. But they're not at that degree of awareness, therefore I have to wear them. But still, like I say, trying to maintain, I'm beyond the desire for fine clothes and what have you. These little things are good enough. I'm not a miser or anything, but I'm not glamorous to the point of wanting fine clothes and what have you. This is my garment. That's it. Please note, Reverend Nazir Murray, all blessings and respect. Duo wears patches in Nazir Murray's all. Blessings and respect, Duo garments. That's Nazir Murray, all blessings and respect, Duo. And all who choose. And it's that for a reason. And this order is for a reason. And what we're doing is a service for a reason. And with all of that talking and all that fear, and the fear is coming from people who don't want to change. They don't want to go into higher planes. They don't want to be spiritualized. They don't want to realize their Christ self. They don't want to tune to their Christ consciousness. They don't want the Father to dwell within, or the realization of the indwelling Christ Father, true essence, being. They don't want to realize that, because that would cut down on their mundane physical material. Fun, you see. So therefore they go and allude to, oh, this, this, and this, but don't want to change for it. They want to keep doing what they've been doing. They want to keep doing what they've been programmed and conditioned to do. And they want to keep their body just where it is, with all the sickness, pain, and death as well. You know, they don't even want to raise it to a higher level or degree of proficiency. Because when you start talking about raising it to a higher level or degree of proficiency, then they'll start saying, that'll kill you. That's what's going to make you sick. Popping cigarettes and junk and everything else will keep you going, because that's what everybody does. And all that stuff they talking about, that stuff gonna kill you. That ain't nothing but the devil. That stuff just kill you dead. If you don't go get no drugs, you don't go get operated on, get no drugs and everything else, that's what doctors are for. Take care of us when we abuse our bodies. That's what they're for. We keep the doctors in business as well. Keep the companies in business. The ones who are issuing out the poison. And then we keep the doctors in business. We keep the drug companies in business. And everything else. And that's the way the world runs.
the things that chase us to and fro in our nightmare dreams. And when we awoke, when we called to you, we said we wouldn't do the things that took us through the hell of all those bad dreams. We would walk away from the things that make our hearts.
Conversation between Nazia Murray, ABRD, and a young soul, entitled The Cow.
Milk. from moms that's, you know, I can go to McDonald's, you know, using something like that, okay?
Yeah.
And that's, is that simple enough?
Well, like, you don't want milk because you think it's just for babies?
No, I don't want milk because I don't have any need for it.
I mean, like, you know, milk is good, ice cream and all that.
Well, it's good. It's good for your, it's good for your desires. It's good for your desires. It's because you've been programmed and conditioned into things of that nature.
Yeah.
You've been programmed and conditioned into the things of that nature, and you got an addiction to it.
Yeah.
You're a milkaholic.
Yeah.
You're a milkaholic. You're a chocolateaholic. You're a milk addict.
Yeah.
A cheese addict. A chocolate, and of course, it's good to you. You tell anyone that crack is not good for them, and they say, "Yeah, but I like that. I need that. It's good for me." I might get sick, and I might go through changes, and I might fall down the stairs, or alcohol, or drink a little too much, or fall down the stairs, and everything else. But I like it. It's good.
Yeah.
You know, I smoke a cigarette. I smoke a couple of cigarettes. You know, I cough. You know, and everything. You know, and there's a billboard saying smoking is hazardous to your health. But what is that? I like it. It's my life. I do what I like to do, and I suffer the consequences. And everybody's got an excuse for what they like to do. They've got a taste for what they want to do. They've got everything. So it's their life. They do what they want to do with it because it's theirs.
Yeah, but I mean, milk is healthy, and white bread is healthy, too. And cheese.
Well, that's, you say that because that's you're talking through ignorance. You're talking through ignorance. White bread is not good for you, but like I said, if you like it, if that's what you feel you need, and that's as far as your education goes, then it's good for you.
I mean, white bread is really good. It's like a sandwich wouldn't taste as good with a bread.
I mean, well, that's what I said. That's because of your conditioning and programming.
And it is good for you, too. Bread
well,
is good for you.
Okay, white bread is good for you because that's what you like, and that's it. That's beautiful. Now, I'm not going to argue the point for you. Like I said, if it's good for you, it's good for you. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and I cannot infringe my opinions. I can't infringe my information. I can't infringe my life on yours.
And, like, I don't smoke or drink, but I know that adults like to smoke and drink. You know, I think that's part of being an adult, smoking and drinking. I think drinking is made for adults, and, and you know, I don't think that should change. You know, I think people should be able to drink and smoke when they become an adult.
Okay.
Because, like you said, you didn't want drinking or smoking thing, you know?
Well, you just... live according to your life, then. See, and that says that you couldn't come in here and live. You couldn't come within this community and live because the disciplines would be a little too much for you.
I mean, they have people that wear them robes, and they in Africa and Asia and all, and they still do all them things.
You would be uncomfortable, but
I mean, wearing a robe shouldn't make you change anything.
Well, no, it won't make you change anything. Where they're living in Africa, Asia, or wherever anyone is living, they're living according to their life, they're living according to their experiential need, and that's their life, and that's their need, and that's the way they live, and that's their business. I have no problem with that.
But I mean, you want them to wear the robe and change everything, you know?
I'm not telling anybody to wear anything, just like I told you. Those that want to make the necessary changes that we are going through.
Well, that's trying to make them change.
No.
Saying that they got to do that.
I'm not. No. No. They come in and they say, this is what it is to be a part of this. And they choose for themselves whether they want to be a part of this. And if they do not want to be a part of this, they will not come into this. They will go and put some green on and some blue. Or they'll wear purple. If they want to wear purple, that's their business. And they live their life according to the way they want to live it. I'm saying that when you come here, there's some rules, regulations that you live by. And if you don't want to live by these rules and regulations, my thoughts, my way, the way I want to live life is in accord with this.
And people could get married and live in there too?
Well, see, the thing is that I feel at this point that I cannot or should not answer any more of your questions due to the fact that you're just talking.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with getting some information and talking.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful, but I don't want to just be having vain conversations.
Well, I was wondering, you know, even before I talked to you about that, if people get married in there too.
You doing a book report?
No, just was wondering if I could have got married in there, you know.
You can get married wherever you are. Why don't you see, go and get you somebody like white bread and marry him, and you won't have any problems. See, now you come
in. If I was living in the community, how would I get married?
If you came in the community and you say, I want to get married, and you say, but, you know, I like white bread, and somebody says, yeah, but I like whole wheat bread, and you say, well, okay, well, you know, what we're going to do to bridge this gap? Let's match information. And you match information, you say, well, no, information doesn't have anything to do with it. I just like white bread, and you like old wheat bread, and that's it. See?
I mean, people can still get married even if they like different things, you know?
Of course they can.
But I mean,
they can, but they
can't. How would that work? I mean, how?
They can't when certain people have taken upon themselves to go through various changes and go through various disciplines in their life, and they take it upon themselves to live according to certain disciplines and things like that. When they have somebody pulling in the opposite direction, it's kind of a, you need support. When you have, that's what soulmates are. When you have people going together, they need to support each other's efforts. And they should be as much in tune to each other, much in tune to each other's goals as they possibly can be, to support and help each other to attain the goal.
You mean like if they wasn't in the community and they liked different things, then they could get married, but when they're in the community, then they can't do that no more, right?
No, when you're in the community or when you're in a particular order, of course I know a lot of Christians and Muslims marry together. And Jews and Hindus married together and things like
that. Well, if they got married, then they wouldn't be in the community anymore, right?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. I'm telling you that I know people that are married and they have different outlooks and different religious beliefs, different spiritual beliefs, and different disciplines. And they go in the opposite direction and they have children, and their children are kind of on the fringe ground of it. They don't know whether they're coming or going. They split in between mommy and daddy, you know, related to whether I'm going to be this, that, or the other. And they going through a lot of confusion and what have you, but they should be themselves, of course. But when you go into certain areas, you should have someone more attuned to the direction that you're going in that would be of more benefit, more support toward you attaining the goal. And it'd be less static argumentation, resistance, separateness.
Well, like when you're in the community and you get married, the community provides a place for you and everything, and money and all that.
Well, all the things that you have no say authority or right to be going into all of these little things. When what I'm saying to you is, you need to go and get someone that wants to live life the way you like to live it.
Or will they lose their way? Or make them stay in your way? Oh, don't let them go astray.
Divine one. Divine one. Divine one.
We're going to fly. Your letters on to you. Only you can get them through.
Unveiling and predominating factors. The teachings. Our purple veils ward off unwanted negative energies and represent the veil of truth. And that is opposed to the veil of illusions that so many people are under and don't even know it. The illusion that living is about material gain and that we are slaves to our emotions. The truth is that we are ever-living, everlasting souls. And this lifetime is an opportunity to further advance on the spiritual path. Predominating factors. The following is an excerpt from the Nazir, the community, taken from the Book of the Order. In preparation for initiation, the Nazir is taught to purify his body, mind, and soul. He is taught the relationship of the diet to spiritual unfoldment. That unfoldment cannot be accomplished so long as one's body is nourished on such impure food as alcohol and flesh. The wise well know that food and drink are vitally important factors in spiritual evolution. The Nazir has shown that in each epoch, a new food has been provided to meet man's evolutionary requirements. The spirit of fermentation and meat eating were introduced to further the material advancement of the race of man. As this aim has been largely achieved, those preparing for initiation are required to abstain from the use of both. No one who indulges in any false stimulus can ever fully know his true spiritual self. As man became more material-minded, his diet consisted largely of meats. Then his wine drinking increased because stimulants were necessary to overcome the deadening effects of flesh foods, two of the predominating factors engendering fear in the human heart with the use of flesh and alcohol. By their use, man lost his spiritual sight. They lowered the vibrations of centers, which interpenetrate his physical body. Centers through which only was he able to contact spiritual realms. His centers clogged. Man could no longer receive knowledge from beings who were his spiritual guides, teachers, and friends. In the age of spiritual enlightenment, fermentation and decay will no longer be tolerated. Man will then know the inward light of spiritual truth, even while walking the earth in bodies, material. spiritual master, Reverend Nazir Moray. All blessings and respect to all.